In the summer of 2016, an African-American woman named Ismina Francois filed an employment discrimination suit against the Vermont Department of Mental Health. Her complaint would end up revealing a chronic pattern of alleged racial harassment at the Vermont Psychiatric Care Hospital. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld sat down with Francois recently, and she says the problem has not gone away.
Ismina Francois started working at the Vermont Psychiatric Care Hospital about 4 years ago, and it's tough sometimes for her to find the right words to describe the experience.
You ever have those moments where you have so much you want to say, but you don't know where to start?
You could start right at the beginning, when Francois first joined the hospital staff as a mental health specialist. It's not uncommon for the mentally ill patients there to use racial slurs. What shocked Francois was when supervisors would repeat those slurs when briefing incoming staff on patients' behaviors.
Rather than use the N-word, they would say the actual word. The first couple of times it happened, I was like, oh, that's not right. You know, we're a group of the professionals, we're educated. I don't understand why they feel the need to say the actual word.
Francois says at first she decided to give her colleagues the benefit of the doubt.
I kind of took a step back and I said, okay, you understand that this isn't coming from a place of hurtful. Educate them. This is, if someone says this, like, bring it to their attention.
That strategy did not seem to work. And over time, Francois says the incident snowballed, like references by white colleagues to, quote, colored people, for instance, or being mistaken repeatedly by her supervisors for other employees of color, or the time a group of white coworkers saw Francois arrive at work and made a comment, not to her face, about her having just gotten off the welfare bus.
Like, I went from heated and frustrated to just feeling sad. You know, I was really sad because it was just kind of like, that's so hurtful. Like, what was it about me that said I was welfare or that I got off the welfare bus?
Francois is an upbeat 29-year-old. She lives in Barrie and has two kids and a pretty fascinating backstory. She was born in Haiti, but her biological father decided she'd have a better go at life in the United States and brought her here on a tourist visa when she was five. Francois says she's tried to make the most of her opportunities. She says she studied hard, worked harder, and that she generally does well with people.
I think I'm a pretty likable person.
Which is one of the things that's made her experience at the hospital so confounding. Francois says that until the welfare bus comment, she'd tried to address the workplace issues directly with offending employees. When that didn't work, she asked supervisors to correct the behavior. For Francois, the welfare comment was the turning point.
I took my anger and turned it into power. And I was just kind of like, no, you're going to know that that wasn't okay. Whether it's me telling you or someone else telling you, but you're going to know that, like, you're not going to say that comment to me about me. This is where it stops.
The employment discrimination suit that Francois decided to file that day would later uncover a disturbing pattern of racial harassment at the state-run psychiatric hospital. According to the investigation, one African-American employee was routinely called Chocolate Boy. The same man once found a racial slur scrawled on his car by a white colleague in the hospital parking lot. Francois says she thought that by spotlighting the alleged abuse, the government she worked for would take steps to resolve it. She says that has not happened. The Vermont Human Rights Commission has found reasonable grounds that Francois has in fact been discriminated against based on her race. The state has denied the charges and her case is still pending. But data show that Francois's case is not an isolated incident. And the state of Vermont has paid out more than $60,000 since 2014 to settle claims of racial discrimination in the government workplace. The money went to people like Alfred Churchwell, whom I met up with at a restaurant in Middlebury recently to hear about his time at the Agency of Transportation.
There was a bunch of old school guys there, you know. They were 25, 26, 27 years in. Here come this, you know, uppity black guy, and they didn't like that.
The investigation into Churchwell's complaint revealed the use of racial slurs in the state garage he worked at. Churchwell says his supervisor there plainly despised African Americans and that he was relegated to low-level tasks despite having a Class A commercial driver's license.
That's how they kept their thumb on the black guy, on the nigger, the uppity nigger. I hate to say that word, but it's true.
Churchwell received a $16,000 payout from the state in 2016, and he was transferred to a different garage. Churchwell says he's happier now and that he likes the guys he works with, but the experience has not left him.
it was just bad. I'd never been treated, so mistreated in my life.
Ismina Francois wants a reassignment, too, to somewhere else in state government. At this point, she says she feels like the only way to make a fresh start is to get a new job. By speaking publicly for the first time since she filed her suit, Francois says she hopes she can get white Vermonters to think a little harder about the state's race issues. And if people listen to what she has to say, then Francois says maybe her 10 and 3-year-old children will have a better experience here than she has.
Some people will hear this and will make the world a better place, I guess, as cliche as that sounds, for that 10-year-old and that 3-year-old, in spite of being born from an African-American woman.
For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.